USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Power slowly returned in New Orleans Wednesday, nearly 3 days after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana. Electricity supplier Entergy tweeting Wednesday morning that they'd taken the first steps in restoring power to the area, with lights coming back on the east side of New Orleans. Nearly 1 million people in Louisiana and Mississippi remain without power, which could take a few weeks to restore in some of the hardest hit areas. President Biden will travel to Louisiana later this week to survey the damage from the storm. The White House says Biden met virtually earlier this week with Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves to discuss how the federal government can assist in recovery efforts. And the Centers for Disease Control is asking unvaccinated Americans to stay home over the holiday weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that vaccinated Americans should take precautions if they decide to travel over the Labor Day weekend. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging about 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Calder wildfire continues to threaten the resort town of South Lake Tahoe as it burns through the Sierra Nevada mountain range. As of Wednesday afternoon, it was burning through Amador and El Dorado counties in northern California, having scorched more than 204,000 acres. CAL FIRE says that the blaze is 20% contained. CAL FIRE spokesman Henry Herrera says that conditions have come together in a perfect storm to create the massive fire. He tells CNBC that the more than 4,000 firefighters battling the blaze are focused on saving lives and then communities.
Well, our number one priority is life and the health and safety of our firefighters. Our second priority is to save homes, communities, people's where they live, and that's what we're focusing on the northeast end of the fire around Myers and South Lake Tahoe. We've been building containment lines to keep the fire from entering those areas. We're building contingency lines areas in the event that the fire crosses those containment lines. And so far, we've been successful to keep the fire away from the communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The debate continues at the FDA over COVID vaccine booster shots. Tim Berg has more.
Top federal health officials are defending the Biden administration's approach to coronavirus vaccine booster shots after two senior scientists in the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine division announced their intent to leave the agency. The announcement comes as the FDA is weighing the evidence for coronavirus vaccine booster doses as well as shots for children. It also comes amid debate and criticism over whether the Biden administration is jumping ahead of the scientific review process in announcing booster shots for everyone will be available by the week of September 20th. While some studies have found some waning effectiveness of the vaccine against infection, members of the panel said during a meeting earlier this week that the evidence was not clear enough to justify a booster recommendation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a new poll says that a majority of Americans believe the country is on the wrong track. According to a new Political Morning Consult poll, about 6 in 10 voters say that the country is on the wrong track, with only 39% believing that the U.S. is heading in the right direction. The same poll also found that President Biden only held a 47% approval rating, compared with 49% of respondents disapproving of his job performance. 50% of those surveyed agreed with President Biden's decision to remove all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.